You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
Yep.
It is a have coffee with a cop day today. Huh. I'm sure if I pull a cop over by speeding and offer him a cup of coffee, you think he'll let me out of the ticket?
No.
No? You don't think that's the way that
works?
You'll
have to buy him the coffee, too.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Random facts for you today. Your nose is always in your line of sight. Your brain is just ignoring it.
Oh.
I don't know how that works, but I can't see my nose.
That's kind
of
true.
Maybe it's because of the two-eye thing.
If I look up like this.
Yeah.
Can you see your nose?
Yeah, I can kind of see the tip of my nose.
Huh.
That hurts my neck to do that.
No, you don't need to move your neck. Just look up. No, with your eyes.
Oh, okay.
Only with your eyes.
I'm looking up with my eyes.
Do you see your nose?
Do not. How can I see my nose if I'm looking up? It's down here. My eyes are up here.
That's my point.
The only TV show that was canceled while the first episode was still airing was a sketch comedy show called Turn On. It aired at 8:30 p.m. on February 5th, 1969 on ABC. They canceled it before 9 p.m. That's pretty bad. In Thailand, every single family is legally required to have a different last name. So if two people have the same last name, it means they're related. So I guess you can't, you've got people have the same last. Like here, yeah. Jones.
Yeah.
Hello? Not all Joneses are related.
No.
So you would have to change your last name because somebody else is using that. Kind of like in
That's
SAG.
That's a lot of last names.
Yeah, the SAG rules are the same way. There can never be more than one member with the same name of the Screen Actors Guild. Got to change it with an initial or something. Some crap
That's why
like
there's
that.
A Matthew Perry and a
Matthew L. Perry, but I think when the Matthew Perry died, he got to rename himself Matthew Perry.
Oh.
That's all I know. He's Matthew Perry now, but he used to be Matthew L. Perry.
Oh.
So I guess if you're dead, doesn't matter. Unless you're Ronald Coleman.
Okay.
Rudolph Valentino.
All right.
Were they SAG members? All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's happening?
Oh, just can't get enough of those Jenners. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are both single again.
What? Wait a minute. I didn't see that coming. Not that I cared.
Sources connected to the now ex-couple say they haven't been together publicly since the premiere back on August 27th.
That was
and
a while ago.
They were just there as a family with baby Stormy.
Wow.
But since then, things have cooled.
Things
Kinda
have cooled.
Like the weather.
Things have cooled, eh? Okay.
So supposedly they've been trying to make the relationship work for a while, but several weeks ago they decided to step away, at least for now.
At least for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's happening.
And I'm sure Travis was trying to make it work.
Well, yeah, because, Travis has actually got a ton of money. He'll blow through it or snort through it or whatever he does. I don't know if he does that or not, but chances are he probably does something with it.
He'll blow it on something. We'll just say that.
Can we say that on the radio? I don't know. Can we?
Can we? Kylie hasn't posted anything with Travis since September 10th. And for now, their relationship status is complicated. But single.
Is that a relationship status, complicated but single?
I have no idea.
I've only seen either or, but I've not seen the two together. I think that might be something new.
Supposedly they're going to take some time.
Yeah.
But they're not done.
Yeah, sure they're not.
They have some trust issues.
Sure they do. You know what? Every one of those women in that house have trust issues with the men they date, with the exception of Kanye West. Kanye's the only man that's hung in there.
That's true.
You know? That they haven't kicked to the curb because of trust issues.
True.
Trust issues!
Well, they still have some trust issues, but their problems have stemmed more from the stress of their lifestyles.
Oh, stress. lifestyle. I got stress for you. I can't pay the electric bill today. That's some damn stress. I got to figure out where to get that money.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just don't have stressful lifestyle.
Don't give me that crap about stress.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
Well, we're still getting news from the Justin Haley weddings money.
Oh, jeez.
Like, the total cost was over $500,000.
You know what?
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
No, that's an economical
wedding. I know some people
wedding.
Who will come close to spending
stars.
That. Yeah,
yes.
Not even stars.
I know.
Yeah. It's so, like, let's go into debt for 40 years to have a wedding.
There was $140,000. I know. I don't get it. Maybe because I never have.
Well,
I don't know.
They're going to be divorced. Chances are.
Oh, gosh.
No, you know what? The odds are not in your favor.
No, they're
one
not,
in two.
Especially as stars.
Less than one in two.
Yeah.
That you're going to, well, yeah, especially for stars. So anyway, $500,000. What did they spend it on?
There was $140,000 on hotel rooms.
Okay, I can see that.
$150,000 on the wedding planner.
What?
Yeah.
Am I in the wrong business?
You are.
Let me zhuzh up my sleeves here for a second.
Uh-huh.
Hang on. Hello, I'm your wedding planner, and I'll do it for half price, $75,000. Thank you very much.
I was going to say straight from Father of the Bride.
No, that would be Frank.
That would be Frank. Frank was awesome.
Love Martin Short.
In attendance, Justin's very first girlfriend, Caitlin Beatles.
Oh, how sweet.
The Bieber and the Beatles. That would have been so cute.
The Bieber and the Beatles. Oh, my God. His first girlfriend. How sweet is that?
Well, they're just friends now.
Well,
course.
That's a good thing because he's married. Hello.
I wonder when they were first girlfriend, boyfriend.
Probably, when they were like seven. I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, also, they're in addition to the Jenner sisters.
Yeah, they were there.
You know, naturally, Mama Jern, her boy toy, Corey Gamble.
Wait, are they still together?
They are still together.
Well, maybe they don't have trust issues.
I don't know.
Yeah, they've been together a while.
Well, you know who was not present?
Hmm.
Haley's uncle, Alec Baldwin.
Where was he?
He was in New York City.
Not available.
No reason given.
No reason given.
No.
Wow. Well, yeah. You know, the Baldwin brothers. You know, I was thinking yesterday, we were talking about Stephen, Haley's dad,
yes.
Thinking like, he's in the Stephen Baldwin family. But there's even one more Baldwin on the end of that that's probably not as famous as the other two, and that's Billy Baldwin.
Billy Baldwin,
he was
yes.
famous for a while, and then,
briefly. Flash in the pan.
Anything happen? You know, was there something with him? Did he have
anger
management kind of thing? Or I don't know. We just really never heard of him after a while.
Never heard of him. It's all about Alec.
And still, Halle Berry, we didn't hear whether or not she was at the wedding or not.
I don't believe so,
okay.
John.
All right. She probably could have. Well, they had $140,000 worth of rooms, so she probably could have had a pretty nice room there.
Well, yes.
Yeah, had she gone.
Yes.
I don't know where this is going.
I don't know either.
But I got Halle Berry into the Who Cares News again today.
Look at you.
Touche.
Look at you.
All right. We're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolity. We promise. And that's
all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.